This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Washington, D.C. What up, what up, what up, everybody? How are you doing here bright and early on a Saturday morning in the nation's capital? It is 9 a.m. Saturday, April 5th, and there's just so much going on in the sports world. We are overloaded with content to get to on the show today. This is, you know, I always say March is my favorite month of the year for sports, but April this year, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? We've got Final Four action tonight. We had women's action last night. That will continue on Sunday, and the men's will close it off on Monday. You've got the NBA playoffs around the corner, and I've been joning on the NBA. I haven't been watching the NBA, but as of late, I've been watching highlights in the box score because there are some really exciting storylines in the Western Conference. It feels like the Thunder having this amazing season and aren't getting talked about. And then you've got the Lakers and Luka, the Warriors and Chef Curry's been cooking it up as of late. Eastern Conference, nobody's talking about the Cavs. Can the Celtics go back-to-back? Are the Knicks, are the New York Knickerbockers going to be in it when we get to the conference finals? So NFL playoffs, we are NFL draft, we are 3 weeks away. We'll talk about the Commanders having the 29th overall pick in the first round. Will there be a draft day trade? I predict yes for the Washington Commanders. And in the NHL, we have the Washington Capitals, who've already clinched a playoff spot, and Alex Ovechkin last night tied the record set by the great Wayne Gretzky. And I want to talk about that at length throughout the show today, but I will start with this. At what point did you know you were watching one of the greatest of all time in terms of Alex Ovechkin? At what point did you know you were watching just the Michael Jordan of hockey, the Tom Brady of the sport, the new Wayne Gretzky? At what point did you know the 39-year-old who's represented the Washington Capitals for his entire career was the GOAT? If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. We got Max running the ones and twos today. Give us a call. He'll put you on hold and you can chime in, or you can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. Max, I know you're a big Caps fan. When was the famous goal in which Alex Ovechkin falls down backwards with one stick, kind of puts the puck into the back of the net? That was probably 10, 12, 13 years ago. What do you think?
It was way more than that, I feel.
Really?
Like. I feel like it was almost 20 at this point.
I mean, that's just crazy. That's when I felt like I knew he was the GOAT. I'd never seen anything like that before. Just like, just an athletic genius there, full display of his hand-eye coordination, his toughness, grit, just doing everything, anything possible to help his team win. That's, I felt like, the moment when I knew Alex Ovechkin was the GOAT. And then, you know, he continues throughout this amazing career. He leads the Washington Capitals to the Stanley Cup, one of the greatest moments in my lifetime for DC sports history. Just such an amazing season to be part of that run. You know, I was working for the Sports Junkies, and 106.7 The Fan is a videographer, and I'll never forget. Chris Kinerd, the program director, sent me out with Craig Hoffman during one of the home games during that run to go interview people outside of the stadium, and it was like sights I've never seen before. And I, you know, growing up in this town, you know, my dad used to take me to hockey games, and of course we know how, you know, football is king, but during that run, when you were in that area, it was like something out of a book. It was out of a movie. It was unreal. Everybody was on the streets rocking the red, of all ages, of all sizes, right? Did not matter. You wanted to be out there and celebrate. And so I know I have some great videos of me filming Craig Hoffman interviewing people. I interviewed some guy on the stairs who was dressed as Spider-Man. I don't know why. I guess because it was red. But, I mean, just the background of that is amazing because there's like 700 people behind me screaming and jumping up and down and drinking and cheering and celebrating just on the streets of D.C. And so Alex Ovechkin was part of that magical run back here in Washington, D.C. when the Caps won it all. And I felt like last night was a little bit of that again. It really was. And so we wanted to celebrate Alex Ovechkin on the show today. And the cool thing is, you know, our little pocket of the sports world here in Washington, D.C. is now being exposed to the country and the world over the next 24 hours, 48 hours, however long it actually takes for him now to break the record. It's going to be a traveling road show. It's going to be a circus.
Yeah, did you see
on
ticket,
Sunday?
Did you see ticket prices? The lowest to get in?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I mean, $9.50.
It's insane. And
it's nuts.
And that's the thing. It's going to continue. I kind of don't want him to break it on Sunday because then the next game is not till the 10th. So we'll get a full week of just everybody around the globe talking about how amazing and iconic Alex Ovechkin is.
And it's going to be a huge game against Carolina because they played last week.
Yeah.
And it was getting real chippy towards the end. McMichael got judo thrown onto the ice. He almost smacked the back of his head right on the pavement. Like, it was, yeah, so we might see some fireworks very, very early in that game.
Yeah, so I just think this is a really cool moment in D.C. sports. And like I said here, it's going to continue over the next 48 hours until they play Sunday. And then if he doesn't break it Sunday, it'll continue until the next game. And there's also the perfect window of games left where, all right, I believe it's exactly 6, right? And so if he does not break it Sunday, you got 5 more chances after that. And, I mean, 5 chances for Ovi to get 1 goal guaranteed, lock that in. And so he'll break it, and then the team will have 2 or 3 games to recover from the celebrations after that. I mean, I guarantee you they're all going to just lose their minds the night that he breaks it, probably lose the next game. But luckily that next game won't be a playoff game, right? There should be a little window here where they can celebrate Ovi breaking the record and then relax, get back to normal, get another win under their belt, and then get into the postseason. Because there was a part of me that did not want Ovi to break the record this season just because I didn't want it to overshadow how amazing of a season this has been for the entire team and the job that Coach Carberry has done here in Washington, D.C. I mean, that was my thought. But as we've seen him, you know, go throughout this chase here and get closer and closer and closer, and, you know, he's been on fire the last 2 weeks here, I've changed my stance on that because I think he can accomplish it, can get it over with, and then we can get back to the team success for the postseason, and it won't be a distraction next year or in the back of their minds during this year's postseason run. So I do want him to break it before the season is done. But that's the other thing is, he's had this amazing season. He's done so many incredible things. The team's had all this incredible success. All these young guys are out there now playing their asses off. And that's something that I think Alex Ovechkin doesn't get enough credit for as a hockey player is he literally makes everyone around him better. Just his presence makes them better. His play on the ice makes them better. His leadership skills makes everybody around him better. And so that's why you've seen so many guys come to D.C. here and all of a sudden become stars or become stars on the rise or just end up having great chemistry with him. He's such a great teammate and leader on the ice and in the locker room. And I think, to me, the greatest thing to me about what Alex Ovechkin has accomplished while in a Washington Capitals jersey is bringing more and more people to the sport. Because hockey games are so interesting. I've gone to hockey games my whole life. I feel like at hockey games, you'll see people, you know, sometimes in suits. You know, you'll see people who just came from the gym. You know, you'll see people who don't normally watch sports at times. It's just amazing the type of people you can see at hockey games in my mind. And when you watch him, you could tell he's special. He's an amazing talent. And I feel like because of Alex Ovechkin, number one, the fan base of the Washington Capitals has grown massively because of him, because he's the face of the organization. I feel like you could argue hockey as a sport has grown massively in D.C. because of Alex Ovechkin. And I think more people around the country are probably watching hockey because of Alex Ovechkin. Like, if that's the one thing that he should be known for, I think it is he made hockey special in D.C., in a town that has always been a basketball city for 50, 60 years. It's always been a football town, but when Alex Ovechkin came here, he has just done a great job in rising the amount of people, the eyeballs on the National Hockey League, on the Washington Capitals that go to Capital One Arena. I mean, I think Ted would say things changed probably 12 or 15 years ago about in terms of how many people would go to Wizards games compared to how many people would go to Capitals games. I mean, I was there for the Gilbert era when those games were all sold out, and that era came and went. And since then, it feels like all the Capitals games have been the ones that have been sold out at Capital One Arena. And that's credit to the whole organization and to Ted Leonsis, and he's done a great job hiring his general managers, but he's had a face of the franchise. That's been the issue for the basketball team in the last 5 or 10 years. That's been the issue for the football team for my entire life. They haven't had a face, really, of the organization, a franchise quarterback, you might say. That's what Alex Ovechkin has been for the Washington Capitals, for the hockey team here in Washington, D.C. So if you want to chime in, we'd love to hear from you throughout the show today. We are going to celebrate Ovi and his incredible accomplishment, and I cannot wait to be watching live on TV when he officially breaks the record. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. We are live and local here in D.C., the Team 980, and in Richmond on 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In.
knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ovechkin on the ice here as the puck for Sandin is fired wide. Alex goes to the front of the net. He gets it. He scores! Alex Ovechkin has scored with 16:08 to go in the first period. The pass behind the net from Dylan Strome. History is on deck here in the nation's capital. It's 1-0 Washington. And Alex Ovechkin has goal 893.
How about that? Greatness. In Washington, D.C. last night, Alex Ovechkin, his first goal, his second, tied the record set by the great one, Wayne Gretzky. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on D.C. Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. And we wanted to celebrate Alex Ovechkin on the show today. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. The first question I have for you is, at what point in the last 20 years, 25 years, did you know you were watching the GOAT? You were watching one of the greatest of all time in the sport of hockey, Alex Ovechkin. What was your moment? For me, I said it was when I saw him fall down backwards, use the stick to put it into the back of the net. Max tells me that was in 2006. 19 years ago. I mean, that's kind of insane to think about. That was my moment when I knew I was watching the GOAT. Max, is that the same for you? Do you have another moment that you wanted to point to? At what point did you realize you knew Alex Ovechkin was one of one?
I mean, there are so many moments throughout his career that really could speak to it. But yeah, that simply sensational goal where he was on his back doing it right in front of Gretzky, like that really is one of the most special moments I can remember in his career, winning the Stanley Cup finally in 2018, finally breaking through. But there were just like getting to the playoffs time after time in the early 2010s and constantly falling short. And you could see the toll it took on him, how dejected he was, how angry he was that, you know, he wasn't moving on to the next round. But I think there was a moment right before Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final in 2018 where it was it went viral, the picture of him in like a beanie and then his robe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's immediately when I was like, okay, we're winning the Stanley Cup. There's no doubt in my mind. He is going to cement his legacy as the greatest ever. And that's about that. And that's kind of what we've gone through the past. Man, it feels weird to say that was 7 years ago, but seven years.
Well, during that run, Max, I have a story I like to tell. They played Columbus on that run.
Yes, first round.
And they were down 2-1.
Yeah.
I believe.
They went down 0-2 and then got that double overtime goal in game 3.
So Ahead of game four in Washington, D.C., I was going to host my podcast, Play to Win, at the time with a couple of my buddies that we hosted with at this sports bar in Washington, D.C., called the Players Club. It's kind of like a interesting spot. It's like video games, board games. Anyway, we're driving there, and I kid you not, I'm going about 45 miles an hour in Washington, D.C. It's a green light. It's a green light. And I'm turning to my right, talking to my friend, and I look up, and I slam on my brakes because Alex Ovechkin in a suit is walking across the street. He didn't care there was no walk sign. I almost slammed into Ovechkin. I mean, I kid you not, Max. I slammed on my brakes. All of us jumped forward like 3 feet because I had to slam on it that hard. He did not care. Green light, red light. He was walking through the town. He was on a mission. And, I mean, it's just he looked like a grizzly bear.
Would have dented your car.
Oh, I know. Out of the corner of my eye, I just saw something. I was like, what's going on? It's a green light. Why is this guy in the middle? Slam on my brakes. He didn't flinch. He was wearing headphones, didn't even look at me, kept walking. And all my friends, we still talk about that to this day. It's just like one of the most crazy moments. We could have destroyed his leg. Like you said, maybe he would have just dented the car. But he just, that like, he didn't care. He was on a mission. I kid you not, Max. It was a green light. Like people are going to listen and think that, like, I was running the race. No, he was just walking across the street. And that's the other thing. He just would walk around D.C. And that's the coolest thing about Alex Ovechkin. There was a story on the New York Times the other day about how he, like, eats Subway and
drinks,
you know,
Coke on the bed.
Drinks Coke on the bed, and then he goes to Hyde Social. And I've told this story before, but when I was working for the Junkies, I had to get up at 5 a.m. Well, one Thursday night, I got a hot text at 1 a.m. that said, yo, AWOD, if you want to come do shots with Ovechkin, come to Pamplona right now. And I got out of bed, and I went. And it was one of the coolest moments of my life. And then I regretted it at 6 a.m. when I got to the Junkies, and I felt terrible. But that's the kind of guy, like, he will go out in the city, and he will experience the vibes. And, you know, we all talk about still to this day that when they won the cup, they went to Don Tito's, and they, like, invited everybody to come celebrate them and party with them at Don Tito's and lift the cup. And I know Valdez went and took photos with them there. Like, that, it's just so cool. And so to get back to what I was talking about earlier, which is I think that the greatest thing about Alex Ovechkin and what he's accomplished in a Caps jersey is the amount of fans he's brought to the sport and brought to D.C. sports and brought to the Capitals. He has done such a great job growing the sport of hockey here in Washington, D.C. He's also one of one, completely one of a kind, a unicorn, because he's like Michael Jordan mixed with Mike Tyson, Tom Brady mixed with Dexter Manley. I mean, like, what other greatest of all time is smacking people around, checking them, diving on the ice, right? Like, I think a lot of other really good hockey players that were scoring goals, teams would just say, all right, we're going to shut you down. We're going to knock you out of this game, right? I mean, that's how bloody, that's how gory hockey is at times. They'll just say, nope, we're not going to let you touch the puck without smacking you and getting you knocked out of this game. You can't knock out Ovechkin. He's the Russian machine that never breaks. He might break the record in the same year that he broke his leg. I mean, just insane. He's the one smacking people around. I mean, I think the way Alex Ovechkin plays hockey, when you watch him play, he brings out the kid in all of us. The extra effort, the hustle, the amazing slap shot that probably so many of us dreamed of being able to hit or could hit in our basement in video games. He does that every night from every angle. It doesn't matter. He brings the kid out of you when you watch him play because you feel like he can score from anywhere on the ice. He can find any way possible to affect the game. Whether if it's not offense, he's going to hit someone and check them into a board and affect the game. Or he's going to have a great assist. It doesn't matter. You know, if he gets an opportunity, he's going to connect, and he's going to direct it exactly where he wants it to go. The number one overall pick in the 2004 NHL entry draft and the longest tenured NHL player with one franchise. That's the other part about his greatness, is that he's done it all with one team. And also, he's not just the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL. And we can officially say that now. It's him and Wayne Gretzky. And on Sunday, it might just be Alex Ovechkin. But also, maybe the best winner. I mean, just a winner like you talked about, Max, there. We've seen shots of him on the sidelines from the defeat, from the heartbreaking losses, and you can see how much it meant to him and how much effort he put in to make sure that they did finally get over that hump. One of the best finishers in the history of the NHL. One of the best poachers, right? I mean, just pucks rolling around the net, boom. Ovechkin's going to put it in the back of that. One of the best shooters, just the best. And what we've witnessed over the course of his career in D.C. is unlike anything in any other sport, and it may not ever be seen again, because I just think loyalty is gone in sports. It's my biggest issue right now with college sports. But you look at the NBA, none of them are loyal. I mean, they're all chasing rings. That's all they're doing. Look at the NFL. They're not really chasing Lombardis as much as they're chasing the dollar bill. They're all for the bag in the NFL. That's all they care about. I don't know if we're ever going to see anything like that again, right? I mean, drafted by the Caps, raised by the Caps, lifted a cup with the Caps, breaking records with the Caps. You may never see an athlete play his entire Hall of Fame career again with one team. And that's so sad. And it's sad for sport. It's sad for fans. It's really sad, but it feels like it's the reality now in professional sports. I mean, Juan Soto wore a Yankees jersey and then a Mets jersey the next year. Aaron Rodgers might just play for the Steelers this upcoming year. What? Brady played for the Bucks. I mean, Ovechkin being a Cap for life is a storyline in its own that could be talked about for hours. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app.
And now toward the blue line as it moves into the top of the right circle. A feed low off the stick of Vlasic. Kept in down the middle here. Carlson. Wilson looking at the bumper, but Carlson looking to stick handle first. Ovechkin was off to the left-hand side. The Hawks will gum it up and then send it away.
Yeah, Carlson walking down the middle of the ice right there. He's got to fire that puck. He can't look for that fancy pass.
Puck coming near side. And away from Mangiapane. Second unit here. Ovechkin. He scores! Alex Ovechkin has 894! And the bench empties here at Capital One Arena! Ovechkin has reached the summit! He needs one more to go one step beyond! He has tied Wayne Gretzky for the most all-time in NHL history! Scene here at Capital One Arena. The Capitals bench empties. They mob their captain in the corner. It has happened here in Washington, D.C. on this April 4th, 2025. 894. He congratulates his family and his son on the glass. He needs one more. He has tied Gretzky. Unbelievable.
894. As heard on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. It's Ovechkin Radio today on The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, and always on the go with the free Odyssey app. Should call it the OV app today, 894. You all got to witness that. So cool. I mean, it's just been a fantastic season. And what he's done, like I said, in a Capitals jersey. I mean, we might never see that again in any sport. And it's not just that he stayed with Washington, but he made his teammates better. He made the organization better throughout his entire tenure here in D.C. Couldn't be more happy for Alex Ovechkin. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. We asked the question, when did you know, what was the moment you knew that you were watching one of the greatest of all time? And how cool was that to witness last night? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Kurt in Ashburn. What's up, Kurt?
Good morning. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great, thank you. I'm an old guy. I'm in my mid-70s. I've been fortunate enough to see Gordie Howe, Wayne Gretzky, and Ovechkin live and in person. The very first game Ovechkin played in, he did score. In fact, he scored twice. But what was really caught my attention to other fellow rink rats is that he took it personal if you had the puck. And the first time he collided with somebody, the other guy bounced way back. I thought, whoa, this guy's different. He's going to be something. Now, what's funny about that is when I used to work for a company that had out-of-town newspapers, and I loved reading the other people. Like, if they played Philly, I'd go read the Philly Inquirer the next day and see what they had to say about it. Well, you used to be able to do that in line, but now they want you to subscribe. But back when the Caps played Philadelphia, it was about 5 years ago, in the playoffs, one fan commented, I want to see what the writers say and the fans. One fan said, I hope somebody takes a run at Obi. And the next commenter said, are you nuts? Nobody can take a run at Obi. He's 6'2", 240. I got a good laugh out of that.
Yeah. So, no, that's one of the coolest things about his entire career, is that he's not afraid of the fight. He's not afraid of the contact. That's like, usually it doesn't go hand in hand with, you know, greatest of all time. I mean, you think about Tom Brady. I mean, I just think about him backing away from fights and backing away from, you know, attackers, just and throwing the ball away. I mean, nothing against him, but like Alex Ovechkin seeks contact. And that was a cool story, yeah. Kurt, from the first time you watched him play. Let's go to Danny in Maryland. Danny, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm a longtime Capitals fan. Been following this team since the 70s, and I've actually met Wayne Gretzky and Alex Ovechkin. What a wonderful guy he is. I mean, he's just so personable to the fans. I mean, I was there for 750, I was there for 802, and I was there last night for 894.
That's awesome, Danny. What was that moment like in the building?
It was just, you could feel the electricity in that building from the time the doors opened at 6 o'clock or even at 5:30. There were people already in there because they had a chop talk with some of the former Stanley Cup players. Oshie, Backstrom, Vinci Smith-Pelly.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brooks Orpik. Yeah, they were all there last night. It was just wonderful.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just great for hockey. It's great for the Capitals. I mean, there's no other person in the DNB that has played for one team has had the accomplishment that he has had.
Yeah, I'm with you, Danny. Good call. I appreciate you chiming in. Thanks for sharing that memory. You're so right. I mean, in terms of, like, DC sports greats, right, the Mount Rushmore of DC sports athletes, Alex Ovechkin should be up there by himself. Alex Ovechkin's alone. He should be. He's the Washington Monument, and then we have the Mount Rushmore of guys that were pretty good, but they're nowhere near as great as Alex Ovechkin. You just can't even compare RG3 to Alex Ovechkin, Gilbert Arenas to Alex Ovechkin. I mean, even Ryan Zimmerman. And I freaking love Ryan Zimmerman. I mean, I fanboy out anytime I'm around Ryan Zimmerman. You can't compare him to Alex Ovechkin. I mean, in terms of greatest DC sports athletes of all time, and you could go back 70 years, it's Ovi. That's it. And there's a lot of other great athletes, and there are a lot of other people that created great memories and had a great accomplishments, but we don't have a Michael Jordan of basketball. We don't have a Tom Brady of football. We don't have a Derek Jeter of baseball, as much as I freaking love Ryan Zimmerman. We have Alex Ovechkin. And like I said, he's not just the greatest goal scorer, but one of the best finishers, one of the best shooters, one of the best teammates. You know, he made everybody around him better, from Backstrom to Semin to Kuzi to Oshie. Ovechkin helped so many others carve out amazing careers for themselves in the NHL. The Caps have been relevant for nearly his entire career. They've been contenders almost every year for the past decade and a half, and they did win the Stanley Cup, a magical run. But seriously, is there a better teammate in all of sports than Alex Ovechkin? right? I mean, Kobe Bryant of hockey, and yet he loves to let his teammates score, right? The best goal scorer in the league, and yet even last night, he lets his teammate, Ryan Leonard, right, go get the empty net goal. He didn't want to break the record. He's got 700-plus assists. It's incredible. It's not just on the ice, off the ice. He takes guys under his wings. He helps teammates be part of the team. Nicholas Backstrom was being interviewed, and he said, quote, "I honestly think that the first time when we started playing with each other, I just think that we were a good match." And, you know, that's kind of player. He's just a good match for everyone, and he makes everyone better. And he's now the first player in league history with 3 40-goal campaigns at the age of 35 and over. Wayne Gretzky said, "Alex Ovechkin has been so great for the city of Washington. He's been so great for the National Hockey League. And he's encouraged so many kids in his home country of Russia to play the sport of hockey. He's been nothing but a champion. And I am so proud that we are tied. I can live with that for another 24 more hours. I can still say I am tied for the most." Another cool thing is on Sunday, when the Caps play against the New York Islanders, if he does it then, it would be some symmetry because Gretzky scored on his final NHL goal in March of 99 against the Islanders, and Ovechkin and Gretzky will have played the same number of games also, 1,487. And if you're planning on watching, TNT will have an OVCast on its True TV broadcast. And you've been watching the NCAA action, so you should be able to find True TV. It'll have an isolated camera on Ovechkin in one box with record-breaking information below. So that's just so cool. Looking forward to that on Sunday. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. We wanted to play a clip of Alex Ovechkin talking about having his family in the stands and what that meant to him.
I'm still like a little shaking, and can't believe it. It's nice of my family here, my mom, my wife, my kids, father-in-law, lots of friends came from lots of different cities, and it's history. It's great for a game. It's great with it here. So it's special.
Here's a pass. Ovechkin scores. The great eight stands side by side with the great one.
.894 Joe B in the locker on the call on Monumental Sports Network. We played the radio version earlier here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. And as we just talked about last segment, it's now a circus. He's at .894. Sunday will be at the Islanders. The entire broadcast will be focused on, will Alex Ovechkin break the record? There will be a ton of Capitals fans in the building to try to witness history. TNT is going to have an OVCast on its True TV broadcast, an isolated OV camera in one box with record-breaking information. It's the traveling road show now. It's going to be a circus, and the leader of the circus is Alex Ovechkin. And it's so cool because it's our guy. And I remember where I was when Barry Bonds broke the record. I remember I was at a sports bar with my dad, and we were watching on some tiny TV in the corner. I remember where I was when Barry Bonds broke the record. I remember where I was when they stopped the damn NFL game for Drew Brees' broken record. right? Feels like everybody remembers that one because they made it just an entire thing. Drew Brees broke. We got to stop the game. Stop everything. Drew Brees broke the record. I'm excited because I know I'm going to remember where I am when Alex Ovechkin breaks his record. That's what I'm looking forward to. You know, get to a sports bar, people. Get to a place you love with people you like and make a memory that will last a lifetime. And this is not just his moment, but this is our moment. This is our time. This is our time, Max. Feels like we've watched him our entire life. Feels like
we have.
It feels like anytime I've ever cheered for a hockey game, it was featuring Alex Ovechkin. Ovi is in our DC family. This is for all of us. This is for all of us. And so there have been historic moments in sports that we've witnessed for our entire lives. But this is the first one where this is really for us, where this is our guy. This is a guy that's part of our family that represents the D.C. Area, that represents the Capitals, and his loyalty. We might never see anything like that again. And I think what's cool about this moment and this accomplishment for D.C. sports fans, like I said, this is our moment, and I really do feel like that. This is as much Ovechkin's as it is ours, all right? We get to celebrate this twice. Because last night, he basically did it. I mean, last night when he tied the groat and we just played the TV clip, it was like we won the Stanley Cup. It was like an absolute party. It was like New Year's. It was a celebration. And it was like he went from two away to tying the record, and he nearly broke it. But now we'll get to witness this historic goal on another night, right? So, like, Ovi and the fans and the team celebrated last night's huge accomplishment, right? To be tied with Gretzky is insane. It's so cool. It's now a national story, and it will continue to be a national story for at least 48 hours. And maybe all week if Ovi doesn't score on Sunday. It's a traveling road show. It's a circus with an Ovi cam, probably a three-hour pregame show all about Ovechkin, interviews galore, but it's our traveling circus because it's for our guy, right? I mean, think back to Coach K, Mike Krzyzewski's final NCAA tournament run, and so many people were disgusted by how much it was all about him, right? Everywhere you looked, he was on TV. Tom Brady's final season, MJ's last dance, this is our guy. That's why it's so special for us DC sports fans. So it's going to feel like a circus. All the media covering Ovi over the next few days, but enjoy it because it's our guy that's getting all this great exposure. Enjoy it. Live it up here. Make sure you get out to a great place that you like to watch sports at on Sunday or invite people over because this is going to be a memory that will last a lifetime. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Like I said, the coolest thing about this, I think, is, number one, this is for our guy. Number two, we kind of get to celebrate this twice because he hasn't broken the record, but last night really did feel like a celebration. Let's play the audio from the beer hour when Alex Ovechkin got back to the locker room last night.
Man, take a sip, man.
Oh, all good.
I need a
tall. Good surprise on you.
Yeah, I have a tall.
Oh, yeah.
Best shot of my life. Best shot of my life.
He's so funny. Best shower of my life. He's so good with his one-liners. Oh, man. I love that. It's so fun to watch him. I mean, I have, like, it ingrained in the back of my mind. Max, do you remember when they won the Stanley Cup and they went to party in the fountains, right?
Of course.
And everybody's jumping in. But Ovechkin did, like, a keg stand on on the cup, right? And he had his face in that. But when he got up, I cannot forget the face he made when he got up. It was like a fish out of water. Like, he was, like, confused. He was dazed and confused. And, like, that is such a cool moment that I'll always remember. And so I kind of felt that way again last night.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.